Paragimel Mishnah Hey. Mi shezachah b'tamid, the coin that was zocha and the shechita of the korban tamid, moishchay v'holich lebeis hametvachayim. He would pull and go to the beis hametvachayim, meaning he'd pull this tleh that he'd be bringing as the korban tamid to the beis hametvachayim, to the slaughterhouse. That's where they shechted the karbanos. Umi shezachu ba'evarim, and the kahanim that were zocha and bringing up the evarim, the limbs, to the kevesh, holchin achar, they would follow him. To grab the tleh at the time of the shechita, as will be explained in the next parak. Now, beis hametvachayim ha'ilas funo shel mizbeach. The beis hametvachayim was to the north of the mizbeach, ha'ini besad safon shel azara, the north side of the azara, because kin hatamid karban olahu. The tam is a karban ola, and it says by the karban ola v'shachar oso al yerach hamizbeach safona in the north. V'alav, now al-makam on the place of the beis hametvachayim was shmona amudim. There were 8 pillars of stone, of evan of stone. Nanasin, they were low. Urevin shel erez al-gabehen. There were these chatichos rabos, these squares made out of wood, out of cedar wood, were resting on top of these pillars. The unklios shel barzel, and there were these hooks of iron, how you kavuin behen, on they were set, they were installed on these squares that were on top of these stone pillars. Ushlosha sidarim, and there were 3 sets of these unkli, of these hooks, how you call echad echad were to each one of these wooden squares resting on top of the pillars. She behen that in these hooks, tolan they would hang the karban, umafshitin, and they would skin its hide. Al shulchanos shal shayesh shebein ha'amudim, on the tables of marble that were between these pillars. Sheimenichim es habehema, they placed the behema on the shulchanos, kadesh lotei negveres al ar, so it doesn't get dragged on the ground. And Yosef, now those that hold that sheheim oz ma shulchanos, sheimenichim, these shulchanos, these tables were the same tables that they would rinse on it, the krevayim, the innards of the karbanos. And v'yaf api, even though that the shulchanos, ha'ela, these shulchanos, lo amdu, they weren't standing between the amudim, el betim, they were to the side of the amudim, to the side of these stone pillars. Nevertheless, since they are mukhuban keneged bein the amudim, nigru, we call these shulchanos that are bein ha'amudim, even though they weren't exactly between the amudim. And others explain, shashulchanos, these shulchanos between the amudim, between the pillars, einam ela, they're not the same that they would rinse the inners on. There are different ones. She'amdu, that stood between the amudim, lahav she'alem, to skin upon them the karbanos. And with regards to the inyan of these the hooks, so she'shloishas sedarim, there were 3 sets of these hooks that were to each of these wooden squares on the pillars. So the Mefarshim explain she'ayu sedarim zelam alam, that they were set up one on top of the other, in order to hang on the lowest level the kevashim, the rams, in the middle to hang, the kevash would be the sheep, ube'emtza, and the middle one would be to hang the elam, the rams, and the top ones would hang the parm, the oxes. And Yeshua Farshim, others explained that the 3 sedarim, hainu shayu ha'unklis, the hooks were set up on the 3 sides of this wooden square on top of this stone pillar. So in the north, in the south, and the east were the hooks, but not in the west. So that the one that's skinning does not stand with his back towards the heichal. And Mishnah Vav, Mishazachu b'dishon mizbeach ha'primi v'amenorah, the 2 kohanim that was zocheh, the cleaning out of the inner mizbeach and cleaning out of the menorah, hayu makdimin, so they would come and prepare themselves in order to prepare the kelim for the avodah. V'arba kelim b'yodim, they had 4 kelim in their hands. Hateni, the teni was a basket. The v'hakuz is a kara jug. Ushne maftachos, and then 2 keys that they would use to open up the locks of the pishpesh. That was like this small opening. Shemitzavon, that was from the north of the gate of the heichal. Hateni then was a tark of gadol. The teni was compared to a tark of gadol, to a kli that could hold 3 kavim. The word tarkav is a notrikon, it's an acronym of tre kav, tre vikav, 2 and a kav, meaning, hainu shnei kavim vikav, 2 kavim and a kav, so that could hold 3 kav. Okay. Shelzav was made of gold, this tani, machzik kabayin v'chati, so it held actually 2.5 kav.
meaning it was compared to the Tarkav, but it did not hold that, like exactly like the Tarkav. Avloya Machzik El, it held 2.5 kav, about 5.5 liters. The kuz was done with a kidon gadol. It was compared to a big pitcher, shalzav of gold. The kuz was of gold. Ushne maftachos, the two keys, echad yorid la'amas hashechi. So one of them went down to the armpit. Meaning, shkein shnei hamanul, the two locks of this pishpesh, was haya echad mehem mibifneim. One was like inside, and one was outside. So what it means is that echad yorid, one went down to the amas hashechi, to the armpit. What it means is that the mafteach, the key, was the key that had to go mibifneim inside. It was deep inside. So the one that would come and open it, he'd have to stick his arm inside the hole in the coastal on the wall there until his armpit in order to access the lock. And then the echad poseach kevan. The other one, the mafteach, the other key, was for the lock on the outer side. Sheposcho yasher, it just opened up straight, quickly, without any kind of tircha.